Blog Talk Radio.
You once again, thank you so much for tuning in on Screen Radio, DL Radio Network, D Slate in the building with my partner in crime, the lovely, the fabulous, the wonderful Poetic Justice, the lovely Miss PJ is in the building. Hello, PJ, how are you?
It's the D-Hour Show.
Yeah. Yes,
it's
it
the on-screen radio show. Hey.
Yes.
Yes. How are you, D Slate? Yay. Once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And to our listening audience, we are back like box fades, like cutout jeans. We are back on-screen
radio
Friday in effect. And listen, we got to say this all collaboratively on three. One, two, three. Happy belated birthday, D Slate.
Well, thank you, my people. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, still looking good. Still looking good. So we hope that
well,
you enjoy your
that.
Birthday. Yes, and we really appreciate
you. I had a good time, you know, enjoyed myself, and, you know, I was able to see another one, and hopefully I'll get an opportunity to see another one next year, so it was great. It's going to be a good year. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, I'm excited about tonight. I tell you.
Oh, look! I mean, it's going down. It's on screen radio, ladies and gentlemen. D Slate, PJ, we're in the building tonight. We're going to be talking to a fan favorite. I'm definitely a fan of his. Mr. J. August Richards is going to be joining us tonight. And Jay was involved in some incredible shows. You know, Angel, you know, he's real big on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. I mean, so, you know, and I'm a comic book nerd at heart. So it's definitely, I'm a comic book nerd. I'm a horror fan. So it's definitely going to be a pleasure to get an opportunity to speak with him tonight. Absolutely. Definitely a big fan of his, and can't wait to talk to him. And it's a lovely Friday. The weekend is upon us. So, you know, we got one of the major summer blockbusters is opening up today, you know, so we're going to be, you know, it's on-screen radio. So, of course, D Slater's got to give you guys the one-on-one about all the latest and greatest TV shows, information and movies that are coming up, or movies that just came out. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that, as well as I would like to also hear, you know, my sister's, PJ's, you know, her opinion about the situation with Donald Sterling and the L.A. Clippers and, you know, what went down with that. And I definitely want to see what she thinks about that and the decision of the NBA and everything else that's going on, all the names that are being thrown out there to certain individuals who may be interested in buying the Clippers, Oprah Winfrey, Floyd Mayweather, Magic Johnson, you know. So, so many other
Rick
different
Ross.
Names. So, Rick Ross. I heard even the pimp down the street. You know, Bootsy White. You know, Bootsy White was saying he wanted to get him a little piece out of it too. So I don't really know. Everybody's trying to get a little piece out there, and you know, I mean, D Slate. Hey, you know, if you guys would like to see D Slate on the Clippers, I mean, hey. I'll be more than happy to start up an Indiegogo page, and everybody put your donations in. I mean, look, I mean, everybody is saying, D-Slate, like, you should be the owner of the Clippers. I mean, not really everybody, probably just me, but that's all that matters. Look, that's all that matters. All I'm saying
is I support you.
If that's what you want to see, D-Slate owning the Clippers, look, we can get that started, people. We can get that started. Trust me. but definitely on Screen Radio, back again. Jay August Richards coming up in a little bit. Definitely can't wait to speak with him. If you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, actor, actress, you know, poet, comedian, you want to be featured on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is email us, thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or a website you would like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, got a great deal going on, please, if you have a business or a website you want us to advertise it for you, all you got to do is hit us up, thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. We'll get you the information about that. And definitely keep it locked. We got other great things coming up, some great shows, you know, Indy Up Saturday going down with my girl Ray Cole, Ray. So definitely make sure on tomorrow's. Yeah, it's going down. You know, it's going to be a great week coming up, you know, for the DR Radio Network. So definitely make sure you guys just keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Got some hits. You know, I always got the hits for you guys, always. I'm going to be throwing in some old school and new school hits mixed together. You never know. It's some of your favorite old school R&B, hip-hop hits, some of your favorite new school hits. I mean, you just never know what you're going to be listening to on the DL Radio Network. So you just got to keep it locked. And just keep clean the sugar daddies out your ear. Sometimes that may affect your listening. You know, just scoop it out. Just get it out. I mean, that may affect you listening to some of this great music we're going to be playing. So just scoop out the sugar daddy. We got some music for you. Don't go nowhere. D-Slate, PJ, in the building, on Screen Radio. Oh, man, it's going down.
Going down.
Take the clothes off my back and I let you. You steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh, you curse my name in spite, put me to shame.
Told me remind you that y'all told. talking about? I'm the caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that just hit the hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. The fame keep cheating on me. What I do, I took a back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself.
Try. feel it coming on. I wanna turn around, and I know it might seem crazy, but I notice you love me, girl. But I'm not gonna run no more, and girl, I'ma give you love a try.
The typical guy, they gon' just fly. This gon' be hard, not just a walk in the park. Start forgetting the bitch that broke my heart. Taking it out on you, it's something I don't wanna do. Wrong apart from the ways, remove the grays from my darker days. Realize this book just ain't the same, I had to turn the page. Why become the man that I'm supposed to be? Girl, get over here, you know I want that every close to me. Yeah.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back on screen radio. D Slate, TJ in the building, getting in for the fit in. Playing the hits. Oh, yeah. Marcus Houston with his new single, Give Your Love a Try. That's our brother. You know, big shout out to him. Before that, Jay Z featuring Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail. Oh, yeah, going down like that today. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's my pleasure to definitely, because I'm a huge fan of our guest coming up. And, definitely can't wait to get it in with him. But it is my honor to introduce our guest for tonight. Mr. J. August Richards has become a visible favorite in primetime television as Mike Peterson, Deathlok in the ABC hit series Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., as well as in the Joss Whedon hit series Angel, Dick Wolf's Conviction, as well as Steve Butcho's series Raising the Bar for the TNT Network. On the big screen, Jay appeared in feature films like White or Cool's Fall in Love, Good Burger. He also starred in the television movies Critical Assembly, The Temptations, and Mutiny. Still doing it big, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you right now, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hit series. Love his character. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm The Hour Radio Network welcome to Mr. Jay August Richards.
Hey, what's up, man? Guys, Man, that was an incredible introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, Jay, first of all, you deserve that, and I just want to say that, first of all, I'm a huge fan. I've been following you since Angel, one of my favorite TV shows. So it's truly, for me, it's an honor to have you on the show tonight. You absolutely deserve that, so thank you.
Wow, thank you very much, man. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, definitely. And I for all the fans and new fans that you will definitely acquire tonight from the listeners tonight, definitely tell us how you got started in the film and television business.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel like I've always wanted to be an actor since I was a child. You know, when my mom first turned on the TV, I wanted to know how to get in there. You know, I was watching shows like Three's Company and Happy Days and The Cosby Show. Actually, I ended up being on The Cosby Show, but that's another story. But I've always wanted to be an actor, and so I decided that I was going to do it in Los Angeles. So I studied the schools out here because I figured if I could go to school in L.A., then I could start plotting my professional career while I was there. So that's exactly what I did. I went to USC. I graduated and have kind of been a professional actor ever since.
Man, well, I want to say, when I first saw your character introduced on the Angel TV show, I was like, okay, this is getting interesting now. And then as you progressed in the series, I thought that you played such an integral part in the show. And I got to say, I know myself and a lot of the fans were definitely a little, upset when they decided to, cancel it
cancel
so
it.
Early.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Shoot,
goodness.
You were
man.
Upset.
I was very
you
upset.
Were upset. I was upset.
Hey, look,
I was upset.
I was like, really? I'm like, listen, this is the fifth season. I'm thinking, like, come on, Josh. If Buffy can go eight seasons, why Angel can't go eight seasons? You know, so I was
know.
Like, really? I'm like, come on. I was like, come
and
on.
We found
and,
out,
but I, we, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I was going to say, we found out in the middle of the fifth season, and I don't know if you remember, but there's this scene that I was shooting where I was trapped in the basement of this house, and every night this demon was coming to rip my heart out. So they had the makeup
that.
On.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was lying on the slab, and they had just put the makeup all on my chest, and so I couldn't get up. And at that moment, Joss came in and said, I hate to tell everybody, but the show is being canceled. And it was just so perfect that I was laying out on a table, stuck, with my heart ripped out, because I love
exactly.
doing that show. I love doing that show
man,
so much,
look,
and it was bad news.
Man, look, I was upset, and I was like, come on, man, this is a great show. What's going on? But the thing about it is I will say this. Even though they canceled the show, I will say that I absolutely respected the way they canceled it, because what it did was that it left it open, you know. So the way they ended off the show with you guys going up against the senior partners at the end, and you know, the whole thing in the back alley and everything, I thought that was great. But then I kept hearing rumors about it possibly being maybe a Buffy / Angel collaboration movie, and I was like, I really do hope that that's something that they were going to do, or even that's something that they may still be talking about doing. I would love to see something like that.
Between me and you, I know that they were talking about it, and I think they were going to do a movie around the Spike character, but for some reason it didn't happen, and, that was nothing official. I just heard rumors about that. I don't know how far it really went, how far the talks went, but I would have loved to do that, you know, because that's a character
that
I haven't completely... It would have been great.
That would have been great.
Definitely. I mean, I played the character for so long that I feel like, you know, he's a real person, so I would love to play the character again.
Now, how often do you still keep in contact with David Boreanaz and Charisma Carpenter and Alexis and a lot of the other characters from the show?
Not as much as I would like to. Sometimes I see Amy the most lately, which is very rare, still like once a year.
Right.
Because her husband and I play poker together sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've seen her the most recently. Alexis, I see more than, you know, Charisma I see a lot too. And when I say a lot, I mean once or twice a year. But, yeah, you know, everybody's lives are so busy that we don't get an opportunity to hang out as much as we would like to. But, you know, it was cool working again with Joss on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because, you know, I love working with him. So.
Look, first of all, before I even get started, man, on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., before we even get started on that, I'm going to bring in my partner in crime, PJ. It's Mr. J. August Richards. PJ, say hello.
Hi, PJ.
Hello, hello, hello. I have to put on my sexy voice now.
Yeah, I was about to say you have a sexy voice. I like that voice.
Thank you so very much. This is my real voice.
Nice. Is it the work voice? You know how you call your homegirl? You know how you be calling your friend at the office and she got on a whole nother voice? So this is your real voice?
Right.
Right, right, right.
Exactly.
You know, people have a bill collector voice. They have a radio voice. They have a I'm not feeling well coming in to work voice. So, you know, we're all really actors in a sense, right?
Definitely. Definitely, without a doubt, all day long.
Yes. Well, J. August Richards, it is more than just an honor. It is an honor and a distinct pleasure to have you on the on-screen radio on tonight. You know, we know that you're very popular in demand. You could have been anywhere throughout the United States and abroad, but you chose to be on the B Hour Show Radio Network. So for that, I salute you.
Definitely. Well, the honor is mine. Thank you. The honor is definitely mine. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. Well, I have a couple of commentary and a couple of questions that I want to disseminate with you. First and foremost, I definitely love in all caps, screaming love, the various characters in which you embody. You know, typically actors can get, how can I say this, typecast in various roles. It's all contingent upon, you know, gender, race, things of that nature. So, you know, I understand that you're from an African-American and Panamanian descent, correct?
Correct, yes. And so I would say maybe, you know, Afro-Caribbean, and I would, you know, I'm African-American. I was born here. My parents were born in Panama. My grandparents were born in Jamaica and Barbados. So, you know, we cover the diaspora, if you will. But,
Well, we're family then because I'm Cape Verdean, Jamaican, and Iroquois Indian, as well as, you know, black from Norfolk.
And I'm black
from
D.C. And
there
I'm black
go.
From D.C.
Exactly.
So, yes, we do have a lot in common, definitely.
Absolutely. I'm from Boston, but, you know, they were like, oh, that's great. Your father was Jamaican and Cape Verdean and Iroquois Indian. And where's your mom? I was like, she's black from Norfolk. They was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Nice.
You know, all the sophistication just to say black from Norfolk. But nonetheless,
exactly.
I digress. Yes, I know that you're a Washington, a Washingtonian, as they state.
DMV.
But I want to say, absolutely. I want to say, J. August Richards, I find, first of all, how you deliver yourself. What is so unique about utilization of J, the first initial? Because a lot of distinguished actors are getting into that. But what is your trademark behind that?
Oh, great question. Well, you know, my birth name is Jaime. My real name is Jaime Augusto. And, you know, no one has ever referred to me as Jaime in my entire life. And I distinctly remember going to public schools for the first time and the teacher saying, Jamie Richards, Jamie Richards. And I didn't raise my hand. And she had called everyone's name. And I was the only one who had an answer to their name. And she goes, you must be Jamie Richards. And I said, no, my name is Bolo, because that's what everybody called me, Bolo. So she was like, no, you're going to be Jamie Richards. So she named me Jamie Richards. So I was Jamie Richards throughout high school, and when I moved to California, I just decided that I was going to be Jay from then on because, you know, Jaime is not a name that I answered to, and I just kind of wanted a name that was my own, so I just went with the abbreviated Jay.
Totally, totally rocks. I mean,
I like that
definitely is your brand, absolutely. And, you know, that's what makes a lot of, you know, notable actors and entertainers stand out, you know, completely. I love the Caribbean thing. And also, I just want to say within your career, I follow you, of course, but you always seem to play in the legal sense of a role as an attorney or lawyer. Any thoughts of possibly practicing or going into that skill aside of being an actor?
Well, at this point, I do feel like I could defend myself if I ever were to commit a crime, but I don't plan on doing that anytime soon. But my mother really wanted me to be a lawyer. My mother wanted me to be a lawyer when I was a kid, and she kind of felt that becoming an actor was kind of throwing away my potential in a lot of ways until she saw me do The Cosby Show and do A Midsummer Night's Dream on stage, and then she told me, don't ever do anything else. So I will not be practicing law anytime soon, but I enjoy playing a lawyer because, you know, it's never really about the law when you play a lawyer. Mm-hmm. It's always about something else, and so that's really interesting to me.
Absolutely. Loved you as the assistant district attorney, CSI. You've done the Law and Order spinoff. I'm missing, Raising the Bar.
One was
course.
Raising the Bar, exactly. Yes.
Yes.
Stephen Boxall.
Yes, Grey's
Anatomy.
Yes,
so I did a series. I did one for Stephen Boxall, and I did one for Dick Wolf, and I did those back-to-back, and those are both such TV legends. Like, I learned so much from them about just being, you know, just being successful in this business, because you can't get more successful than those two. So, yeah.
Interesting. Now, in terms of that particular profession, how do you or one prepare for being the great convincing attorney or advocate of the law in terms by way of acting?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about being a lawyer is that you have to make your client's argument your own, which is the exact same thing you do as an actor. You have to make your character's desire your own. And, you know, in acting school, we learn not to play emotions. We learn to play actions, going after what the person wants. So being an actor and being a lawyer don't seem entirely that different to me.
Absolutely. You know, I want to also pose this question, which is very imperative to our listening audience. Once again, we are very honored to have J. August Richards in our studios for On Screen Radio on tonight. And this question is very interesting. You stated that you attended a university, so therefore you're college degreed. We don't normally have that amongst a lot of our, you know, celebrities, A-list through, you know, whatever you want to say, BC, A-list, nationals, and so forth. Did you feel that it was imperative for you to sought after a college degree, or could you have possibly gone into, you know, making a life for yourself as an actor without, you know, college?
For me, the college degree, well, for me, it was imperative because when you go to school for acting, you are forced to do scenes and plays and characters from other eras, from other cultures, from other countries, time periods. Your imagination gets very stretched, and you have to learn how to become the King of England. You know, but when you're working in television and film, there is a more narrow window of things that you're going to be asked to play. However, for me, my college education helps me connect to shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., shows like Angel, where the circumstances are imaginary. So I have a process and an education about how to do that properly. So for me, I feel like the college education has given me a leg up. And, for example, when I did the television movie Mutiny that Morgan Freeman produced, it took place during World War One. I'm sorry, it's been so long, I don't remember if it was World War One or World War Two. I think it was World War Two. And having gone to college, I knew all of the circumstances surrounding World War II. I knew about all the legislation that was relevant to black people at that time. So it gives you so much. It gives you so much to rely on when you go to school for acting.
Mm. Wow.
Well, that is very interesting, and I'm glad that you actually covered those grounds because, you know, far and few, you know, between our high school students, you know, to our 92-year-olds, everyone has a dream and a vision, and they want to be able to be, you know, noted or remembered or in the current day status of, I want to be an actor, I want to be famous, let's just say that. So, you know, with that being said, you always have to have a plan A, B, and C. And what I really, really admire about you the most, you know, J. August Richards, I say your whole name, correct?
yes. I like that.
Right, right.
I like
your
that,
whole
PJ.
Government. Right, right, Jay.
My whole
you
government.
Know, definitely, your whole entire government. But what I like about you the most, because you're very diverse, and I do want to just say this before I move back in and give the mic back to D. Slate. Is there any preference in terms of dialect or any type of genre? Because you mentioned various eras. So, you know, a lot of people, they kind of stay with the southern dialects, or, you know, they don't mind exploring, you know, the British dialect and so on and so forth. Do you have any faves?
Well, in college, we studied British, New York Italian, German, Irish, and I don't remember the fifth, but I would complain to the teacher, I am never going to be able to use any of these dialects except for British. Why am I studying all of these other dialects? But it was to teach me how to break down the sounds that various people make. So, you know, the one thing that I do believe is that everyone has an accent, and your accent tells a story, and that is definitely an aspect that I try to put into every character that I play. So, yeah, I'm very big on the way people sound, and I love voices, which is why I love your voice.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. And, you know, I really, really like it a lot to what I do, a British accent, you know. I'm really big fan of the Beatles. So I really like it a lot. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Liverpool's my favorite. Yes.
Nice.
Thank you. Well, I mean, totally. I have a couple of more questions, but I definitely will pass the mic. My apologies.
Oh, nothing to apologize.
Well, you know, first of all, Jay, I want to say that, okay, first of all, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, I got to say, when I first heard about it, now, I'm definitely a big fan of Clark Gregg. He's an amazing actor. I love his personality, and I love the way, you know, the type of flavor that he brings to his character and in others around him. He's a great actor, great character. Now, when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, it kind of piqued my attention. Now, when I saw the trailer for it, and I saw this guy jump out of the window and land on the ground, and then I see you pull the hoodie down, and I kind of jumped out of my seat. I said, now this is what I'm talking about. I said, my boy Jay is back. He's doing his thing. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., huge show. Now, I was truly interested then. I was like, okay, nice. Now it's really getting interesting. Now, the way you progressed into the series into the Deathlock, and I definitely want to get into that. How did you get involved with Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, a year before they went into production, I heard that Joss was going to be doing this show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I didn't know anything about it. All I knew was that I wanted to be on it. But I never asked him about it. I probably didn't even see him in the time period of when I knew they were doing it and when it shot. But I had this idea that I just really wanted to be on it somehow. So I called my manager and I said, are there any parts on it for someone like me? And she said, no, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing in your age range, nothing in your, you know, for a black man of a certain age and nothing for you. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll get something in the second episode or the third episode. But then she called me one day out of the clear blue sky and said, they want to see you today at 2:00. And it was probably 11 o'clock. And I don't like to go in for auditions the same day because I really like to have my lines memorized, and I can't do it that fast. So I would normally pass on something like that, but my New Year's resolution that year was to just try new things. I decided I was going to throw my old playbook out the window and try new things. So normally something I would say no to, I said yes to, and I went. I read the scene, and when the character said in the audition scene, you know, when it looks like it's over for him, it looks like he's about to die and that everything he has is being taken from him, he says, I could be, you know, a hero. And that line just really, that line meant everything to me. That line just filled in the person for me, and I knew who I was playing, and I knew I was playing somebody who, in spite of their circumstances, still believed in themselves. And that's just a theme that resonates with me. So I went in, I auditioned for it. I felt really great about what I did. And they called me the next morning and told me I got the part.
Man, look, first of all, amazing. And I think that, we were talking about this earlier this morning on the show. And, we're talking about, with Sally Richardson, we were talking with her about, the introduction of black superheroes and African American superheroes and this whole superhero genre now, because the whole genre of superhero movies is kind of taking over, and there's so many out coming out. I feel like it's almost starting up a genre of its own, because there's so many coming out and so many great movies that are about to be upon us with DC and Marvel. So the fact that you transitioned from the character Mike Peterson to Deathlok. At first I had heard of Deathlok before, but then I had to do my research and I got on because I was like, come on, man. I said Mike's got to be Jay's got to be a superhero in this series. So when I read up about Deathlok, I said, okay, and that's what I'm talking about. At first, I thought that they were going to introduce you as Luke Cage. That's what I thought they
everyone
were going to
did.
Do at first. And personally, I think that you would play a fantastic Luke Cage if they decide to do the movie. I think you would definitely be the guy that they should call for that part.
Well, thank you.
But,
I think I'm a little small for that part, and I know a lot of guys who are bigger. So, but I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, definitely. And I just think that, there's just the whole transition from that to the Deathlok character. Now the series is getting crazy after the whole Captain America movie, and the fact that Hydra was hiding within S.H.I.E.L.D. And so now the series is getting interesting, and I heard rumors about it possibly definitely going to be a season two, which they'd really be stupid if it wasn't a season two because the show is great.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the progression of the show, man, and where your character is going?
Yeah, they fed it to me piece by piece. I didn't entirely know what was going on for the character. I didn't know from the beginning that they were going to turn him into Deathlok, but when they did, I was really excited about it. But it's been such a build-up. The whole season has been just getting more and more intense. And when they told me I was playing Deathlok, I had to do the same thing you did. I went back to my
comic,
and I looked up Deathlok, and I found him, and I started reading the comics. And realizing, who this person was. They call him the world's most offbeat superhero. And the more that I play him, the more that I understand that. I mean, he's got, so many powers and so many things that he can do. I feel like it's a really, really interesting character, and it's the kind of opportunity that any actor would just, salivate over, because it's a really rich and complex character. Like, right now, I'm being controlled by the villain and being told to do all of these things that I don't want to do, or they're going to kill my son. So I have to, play by his rules. You have to watch till the end of the season, because the season finale is just bananas. We shot it already, and I think people are going to really like it.
Man, you know what? First of all, I'm looking forward to it. I saw the last episode that you were in, and first of all, an incredible episode. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the season finale. Oh, definitely. May 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely make sure you guys check out the season finale of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, are there any other big television projects or any film projects coming up for you?
No, we just wrapped 3 weeks ago, and I did a little bit of traveling. I went back home to D.C., hung out with the family, and so now I'm back in L.A., and, we'll see what's next. As you said, the show hasn't been picked up for a second season yet, but we have our fingers crossed, and, so I'm just waiting to, see what's next.
I got a good feeling, man. I really got a good feeling about, like I said, that after the whole Captain America thing, and it boosted the you know, the ratings of the show, and it boosted into a whole different you know, complex you know, era for the entire show. It just kind of changed the whole atmosphere, and I think that's what really made it interesting, and that's, I think that's what's going to make the show really great. I got to give Josh Whedon, I got to tip my hat off to him, man, because he creates some great films and television, man. So I got confidence. Probably going to definitely be a season two with Josh behind behind the helm. But
I don't use this word lightly, but Josh is a genius.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm hoping, you know, we'll get an opportunity to maybe possibly see, you know, some cameo or maybe some Jay August in one of these Avenger films coming up, man. Definitely.
Well,
I'd love to see that.
I mean, I can't directly comment on that, but I would absolutely, I mean, obviously, I think anybody would love to be in one of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
But, and I loved Avengers Part 1. They're shooting Part 2 right now. I thought Part 1 was the first time that somebody really nailed a comic book movie. Like, I just think Josh knocked it out of the park, especially with that many characters. I mean, I think he nailed it.
You know, I got to say, I think what Josh really did, I think that Josh opened it up for, because I think that even DC was thinking about how they were going to introduce or be able to introduce the whole Justice League movie. And I think what Josh did was gave DC kind of a bird's eye view of what, you know, what they possibly need to do to make a successful Justice League movie. So I agree with you. I think Josh is a genius, and I definitely can't wait to see what's in store. And I definitely can't wait to see the season finale and see what's about to go down on the show. Now, before I close it off with you, are you a sports fan? You like sports?
Not really. I don't really watch that much television. You know, I watch our show, obviously, but I don't know.
Well, I want to ask you, what do you, because I know you're in Cali, you're in L.A., man, and I know the whole big controversy went down with Donald Sterling and the Clippers. What do you think about that? Do you think that was important that got out and it had to get out like that, and the decision of the NBA to ban him from the NBA?
Yeah, it was obviously a very huge story that, you know, whether you watch sports or not, you couldn't miss. I think that was I think it was great, because I think it really shined a light in dark corners that a lot of people either don't want to believe exist or don't know exist. So I think it was a really big moment for us as a country, because it exposed something that is real and that really goes on. So I applaud the NBA for their decision. I think it was just. I really do. I also get into a little bit of the ethics of the young lady recording the phone call and stuff like that, but, you know, well, that's a whole other issue. But
definitely.
I think that it's, you know, yeah, definitely. There's something just so obviously super sleazy about the entire thing. But I'm glad that this was exposed in the way that it was, and I'm glad that our society is getting to a place where we don't tolerate that kind of those kind of beliefs in our, you know, in our public discourse. You know, so it was a big story, and I think it was handled well by the NBA. What
definitely.
Do you think?
Definitely. I agree, man. I think that it was important, and I think it opened the eyes up to not only to a lot of individuals in the league, but I think that it's going to shine the light on the comings and goings of a lot of the managers and owners of a lot of these teams, and it's also going to wake up the mentality for some of these players who are playing for these teams. So
yeah.
I think that it was huge, and I think that it's really going to open the eyes and the mindset of a lot of different people outside of the NBA as well as inside the NBA. So I think that I definitely think that it was just, and I think that it's going to be interesting. You know, I mean, you know, there's rumors about other individuals who's interested in buying the Clippers. You know, so you know, I mean, and I tell everybody that if anybody wants to see D-Slate own the Clippers. I mean, just, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, just, you know, we can definitely get on Kickstarter. I could start a Kickstarter, man, and we could definitely
I would love to own the Clippers.
Definitely. I don't have a problem with that. Before I close it, CJ, you have any closing comments for Jay?
I have a general comment to make. You said you would like to own the Clippers. Well, I mean, I thought you already owned Clippers.
Well, yeah, I mean, those Clippers, I mean, definitely, I mean, those Clippers are fantastic. But, you know, since I already own those Clippers, I might as well own the L.A. Clippers. Why not?
Clippers were a lot cheaper. I just bought me some new Clippers, too.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't see why a lot of African-American brothers who can appreciate Clippers don't own a small part of the Clippers. Why not? Let's just do that.
We should all pull our Clippers together and purchase the Clippers and have a
huge
Clippers
yard sale. Absolutely.
Right, but listen, D. Slate and J. August, check this out. Clippers, right? But what about the guards?
That's another issue. We might have to talk about that on a different show. I mean, the guards is a whole different thing, you know?
Definitely.
Right. It's a nerve of tension. Absolutely. I want to ask one more question and then make commentary as it regards to our distinguished guest on tonight. You know, definitely all the things that, you know, you responded to were very genuine. They weren't political. Like, is that your politician answer? So, I mean, you know, you and another one of our actors, you know, actresses, Jennifer Lewis, I just simply love the two of you all as our special guests because you keep it real.
Well, you just
put me
in good company. You just put me in very good company.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's the black mother of Hollywood right there.
Yeah, she's amazing. I did a movie with her once called The Temptations, and she's just hilarious.
Yes.
She's so funny.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
real.
Yes. Well, I want to say this, you know, J. August, in terms of the other characters in the Marvel sense, sometimes as actors, because I'm an actor, you know, up and coming and so forth, I've been asked to play various roles from street prostitutes or working girls, if you will, to a Chinese man. You know, any roles that, right, exactly. I'm like, wow, who does that? Apparently you,
right.
If you want to be a part of this production. But nonetheless, I digress. Are there any roles that are deal breakers? Like, no, I just can't. And have there been any roles that, you know, you really, really can't regroup from? Because sometimes roles become dark. You have to become that particular entity. And is it, you know, something that, you know, I really can't get back to J. August Richards? So it's a two-pointer.
Well, interestingly enough, when we were doing The Temptations, we were shooting it in Pittsburgh, and I had some time on my hands, so I would like go shopping at the local mall and buy stuff. And the costume designer said to me, "You better stop letting your character shop for you." And I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "Everything you buy is like 60s. And I was like, wow, really? You think my character is shopping for me? So, I mean, that's the closest I've come. I don't ever carry the person too much into my life because I have a really strong sense of who I am and of what is important to me, and I always go right back to that, you know, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm not one of those actors who starts tweaking when the character is a tweaker, you know. But as mm-hmm. far as, like, anything that I would not play, I don't have anything in general that I say that I would never play. I take everything by a case-by-case basis and mm-hmm. weigh the character in the story and think about the, you know, the global impact of the piece. So there's
mm-hmm.
nothing that I generally will say I will never do, because you've ever noticed the thing you say you'll never do is a lot of times the thing you end up doing. So I don't do that. I really love characters that are very unique and sort of hopefully have never been done before and never have not been done too much. And that's what I really gravitate towards. I played a bike messenger, a New York City bike messenger who was inhabited by an alien. And I always look at that role as, like, that's the kind of role that I always want to be playing, like something that we've never seen before, something that we don't see too much. So
that's
my answer to that question, yeah.
Wow. And like I said before, I really admire and I respect your sense of diversity, because everything from The Cosby Show to Good Burger to Why Fools Fall in Love all the way to your current, you know, roles as in now, you know, it's no particular or specific color or gender or genre or political preference. You know, you're an actor,
right.
And a lot of times actors can get stuck because, again, they're telecast or simultaneously
mm-hmm.
cast in one particular role. You know, I can only do African-American roles, or I can only be this specific type of character. So, again,
right.
I really, really admire.
You're an actress,
yes.
So you know that that's half the fun. Isn't that the fun of it?
Yes.
Like, really trying to really wrap your head around what it feels like to be another person. I mean, that's why I do it. I really am interested in people, and I want to know what it feels like to be other people. And so that's part of the fun.
Absolutely. It was very interesting playing the role of a streetwalker and a Chinese man. That was very different. But I came back, I regrouped.
That's some Meryl Streep stuff. That's some old Meryl Streep action right there.
Yeah, that is, though, Jay. That is some Meryl Streep stuff right there. I was thinking that, too, definitely.
Exactly. But I did want to say this from one of your top admirers and one of your biggest fans. He's a television creator as well as filmmaker here in the Hampton Roads, 757 Coastal Virginia area. His name is Russ Fulmore. He was, like, ecstatic when he learned that you were going to be on our network tonight. He's actually
oh, nice.
The creator of a law enforcement type show called Precinct 757. In his regards is that he would love, in all caps, to be able to work with you one day. So he's a
I'm
huge
down for
fan.
That. I'm down for that. What's up, Russ? Yeah, let me know.
Okay.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Cool. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, D. Slate, PJ. PJ,
yes.
Best of luck with your career, and you as well, PJ.
And, yes, and definitely, look, Jay, I just want to say, first of all, man, it was an honor. Again, you know, I'm definitely a huge fan, man. I can't wait to see what
mm-hmm.
what's in store for you and, you know, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And, again, mm-hmm. man, much success to you. Now, if anybody wants to catch up with you on social network, you know, where can they find you?
Oh, yeah, and I was going to say, hit me, send me a tweet when you watch the last episode and let me know what you think. But my,
no doubt.
On Twitter, I'm at J August Richards. That's J the letter, August, just like the month, and Richards. And on Facebook, I'm J August Richards. And on Instagram, I'm J August Richards. All
no
together.
Doubt. And I will do that, Jay. As soon as I see the season finale, man, I'm definitely going to hit you up. And,
yeah, I'd love to
hear
your thoughts, definitely.
But again, man. Oh, absolutely.
Would you say, PJ?
I said we should have a watch party. And then,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
go live
should.
With social media. We,
yeah,
we need to do that.
On,
we need to hook that up.
We could do a FaceTime.
Yeah.
I
nice.
Like that. I like that. I like that. We
nice.
Might have to do that. But again,
okay.
Jay, I want to say and extend this to you that, you know, you came on the show as a guest. You're no longer a guest on the DL Radio Network. You're a family member now, man. So definitely, we appreciate you, man, and you're always welcome here. And we're going to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing, and definitely telling everybody about what's going on with you, man. And much success to you. Absolutely.
Man, thank you so much, man. This has been a real pleasure. I really enjoy talking to you guys. Thank you so much for doing it. And we will definitely do this again, hopefully, if you'll have me.
Oh, we will definitely have you, man. It will be an honor to have you on again. And be blessed, man, and keep surprising us, man, because I know it's some huge things coming up for you in the future, man. So definitely much success to you.
I appreciate that, and much success to both of you as well.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much, Jay August.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
You as
you
well.
Too.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Peace.
Good night.
DL Radio Network On Screen Radio, the fantastic Mr. J. August Richards for joining us on the show. I got to say, people, another incredible interview. going down in the books, man. I mean, love the brother, man. He was exactly the type of person I knew he was going to be, and definitely can't wait to see what's in store. And, Jay, I can't wait to see the season finale, you know, of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I'm going to definitely hit you up. We're going to probably have to get some Google Spot, some FaceTime going on when that goes down. But definitely, guys, make sure you check out my man Jay August on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram, Jay August Richards, and hit him up. You know, he's got some great things going on with him right now, and his career is definitely looking pretty good right now. So definitely make sure you guys keep supporting him. D Slate, PJ, we in the building. Got some hits. I got more hits for you when you come back. Yes, indeed. D Slate, PJ is going to weigh in on this whole LA Clipper thing, and it's just kind of crazy. I want to hear PJ's thoughts about that, and you know, the possible owners, who could possibly be the owners of the Clippers, and also with D Slate, you know, maybe possibly being the owner. If you guys would have me, I know, like I said, many people have told me I should be the owner. Those many people was probably just me. But it's okay, though. I mean, it's cool. We can still get this going. But we got some more hits. Just be sure to don't touch that dial. When we come back, we got more on Straight Radio. You already know.
Gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something please give a warm welcome for the rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. Is this Christmas? Because everybody's rapping. But better get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beats are pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is the amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. Weak, I say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And the answer I can give them, a new beginning, Stevie-O, and my dope rhythm. I felt the Lord Master give a mental haul. My sole chief belief is that it's wrong. My beats pump, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place, I bet you the recipe. But it's a new beginning, my name Kwame. And if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm,
rhythm, rhythm.
Not the average rapper, the K is more. Rhymes like the thunderbolts of the mighty Thor. Be gone with yourself, cause I can conquer, boy. I break them seas like a Tonka toy. Smooth, suave, saddlebag, debonair. Come in the party, yeah, I see you stopping there to hear the man who only had your head shook. You just teach you, to me you got the toad ass look. Cause I'm a mystical, that's a polyphysical. Ask about Kwame, hey, they say he is a cool fella. He's always mellow, he's have a high strong spark. When the mic is near him, it's clever, I run smooth. Like besides, like a poet. Ain't my rhymes flam? Oh man, I know it. Cause when I'm on the mic, wild boys say, oh golly. Flip on my tip like the hip on poly grip. I go cameo, be on the Grammy show. I be as sleek as a chic out freak anyho. In the pantyhose, pumping clothes, yo. My rhymes flam? Well, I suppose. Cause I might meander, so a shenanigan. To say a fresh rhyme, yell, you know I can again. Cause I destroyed, bust them like a hemorrhoid. Strong like a steroid, avoid the noise. The rhythm,
rhythm, rhythm.
Take a rap to the M-A-X. And as I step in the party, that's when they X. For me to get on strong, no fear. Like a gladiator, turn on steam up MCs like a radiator, play them all out. Execution and style, speak my piece, just release, refusing to smile. This is serious, though I rap a little humor. But still, MCs, I hear, assume I can never bust a fat rap twice. But at that price, on any mic you gave me, I got nice, I push up, pull up, sit up, get up and fed up. Shut your lip up, and let's go head up. Poisonous is venom, no mistake, venom. Gucci on silk, you got vodka on denim. No, my name ain't Taco, Emilio or Paco, but Kwame, boy. And I got your chick on the side, caught sweat in my tip. Gave a peck on the neck just to wetten my lip. I don't drop my pants for no raggedy ants, just to pass up a chance on a kid's romance. I should've blow this mic, like I said I might. Got the force of 20 men, like a Jedi Knight. And it's kinda hard for me not to do it slow, so I gotta go, the rhythm.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send the call out.
Bye.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Back to our radio network, on-screen radio, D-Slay PJ in the building playing the hits. That was Lord with Team, one of my favorite new jams out there right now, as well as my man Kwame with the hit, The Rhythm. Doing it like that on-screen radio, playing all your favorite old school and new school hits. You already know how we do it. I talked about earlier, you know, about the whole situation with Donald Sterling and the Clippers and the situation between the comments he made to his mistress and the racial comments that he made, and not only about African Americans, but even about some of the players on the team. The audio recording or the recording in general was taken to TMZ, and TMZ put the word out of what happened, and everybody got a chance to hear it, and it put Mr. Sterling in a bad light, and because of it, jeopardized not only the players on the team, but the team's morale, as well as what the team stands for, you know. And there's a second part of it I want to touch on, definitely. But you know, so the NBA decided, after they, you know, thoroughly thought about it, you know, they decided to permanently ban Mr. Sterling from the NBA and all Clipper activity. Which suggests that it's a possibility that they may be trying to force him to sell. So the thoughts of there's other individuals who may be interested, you know, like Oprah, Floyd Mayweather, Magic Johnson, different individuals like that. PJ, what do you think about the situation?
Wow, I have quite a few thoughts as it relates to this particular incident. First and foremost, had there not been a recorder, had there not had been a hot mic, would this information have been disseminated? You know, and it's almost as if, you know, the focus is more so on the mistress or on the side chick or, you know, his girlfriend or whatever the case may be. You know, questions are posed as into, one, did he have prior knowledge of her recording his commentary? Was it a mutual understanding that this would potentially, you know, be recorded and be leaked to the media? Have this been pillow talk before, and he said, you know, various things, everything shy of the N-word, you know, because she is of African-American descent and of Hispanic descent, from my understanding, per the Associated Press. So with that being said, had she not been of any of those descendants and had been a caliber of a white woman, would more have been said? So, you know, those are questions that are posed, could have, should have, who would have, but someone did. And that one person that did was Sterling. So, you know, they say pursuit of happiness and liberty, freedom of speech. Where is the cutoff? You know, how do we separate being able to have liberal speech and being able to speak in terms of not ill of a person, but a whole demographic of a race, you know, in which, you know, we're required to be here as well. 98%, and those, don't quote me on those stats, but, you know, of players are of African American descent, to include your team, you know, Mr. Sterling. So with that being said, you know, we're not FCC subjected, so I can speak my mind. So I'm going to get off of my platform and get on with it and state this. You know, I'm glad that there was something done. Every year seems to be something different, and as long as we're able to breathe air into the atmosphere, it's going to continue. As long as nothing's done, you know, people will say and do whatever they feel. But if actions are impeded upon their money, their livelihood, then they may give a second thought of making commentary. What about, you know, just maybe a year ago or a couple of years shy of the Paula Deen situation? You know, the other commentary when, you know, was noted those nappy head holes, you know, African-American women. So it's always constantly something in terms of, you know, politics and people and sports and money and, you know, notoriety and things of that nature. When do we rise as a nation, a colorblind nation? Definitely, you know, my sympathy goes out to those who not necessarily were offended by it, but my sympathy goes out to ignorance, because you can't say, oh, I didn't know I was not supposed to say that. You should have really thought long and hard before even making any commentary. So now my understanding, you know, to our listening audience in D-Slate, that the wife is going to be suing the mistress, in quotations. Who is she? The nerve of her, all of this, you know. So let's put the focus on the real issue. And the real issue is that, hello, my name is racism, and I'm still alive. Okay, you can take away the man's money, you can take away all of the living entities of possessions and so on and so forth, but his thoughts and that he may strike again, oh, it's a possibility. So, you know, we just need to wake up. We need to wake up and rise as a nation and be very grounded, and we will not tolerate this at all, period.
I agree. You know, PJ, I find it rather ironic. And I know, you know, I joked about the whole owning the Clippers thing, mm-hmm. but I would find it really refreshing, because this whole thing started with the picture of Magic Johnson. Okay?
Correct.
I would really find it refreshing if Magic Johnson was the new owner of the Clippers.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
I really would.
Well, right, and let me just say this, too, you know, and what was very disturbing, you know, Dee, was when, you know, it's okay for you to be around those people. You know, we'll refer to those people. As long as you don't bring them to my games or bring them to my house or anywhere around, you know, they can spend their green money, you know, for a blind color basketball team, which I happen to own. But as long as you don't bring them, those black people, to my, you know, white residence, my castle, my white pure world, you know. And from my understanding, he's not of pure Caucasian descent. I think he's Jewish, correct?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Okay.
And I find
okay.
that interesting, too. And it's so funny. It's so funny, PJ, that you said that, because I was also, I was also talking with someone about that, and I was talking, you know, my thing was, I can't pretend, that's funny, because the conversation was about that, the fact that he was Jewish, and I was,
mm-hmm.
and I kept saying, well, you know, the Jewish have gone through some serious racism. How could you possibly be racist? You know, I'm like, Jews have gone through some serious crap. Why would you possibly be like that? You know,
the life of me
couldn't understand that.
Right, the Jewish American, you know, a lot of, you know, society was up in the uproar, disrespectful. They felt disrespected. A person of their kind, a person of their, you know, attachment and association would even proceed in that regards or even make that type of commentary in an egregious and a very degrading manner. The other thing is that you know, I believe the name has been changed because that attachment with being Jewish was, you know, not really cool. I don't know any word to put it, but, you know, I think he kind of finagled some things to kind of take the premises or the highlight off of him and his racial background or his descent. So there's a lot of issues that are going on internally. You know, I wish him well, and definitely I'm glad that there was a decision unanimously to say we, meaning not French, but we as a nation, we will not tolerate this. And it was loud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you dig in someone's pocket, they get the message. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt. You know, PJ, I find it interesting, too, that, you know, they had once honored him before the NAACP did, and they were talking about doing it again. And I heard that the president of the L.A. chapter of the NAACP, Leon Jenkins, resigned over this whole situation. You know, you're talking about, you know, honoring this dude, and now he's in a huge racial scandal. I mean, that's not really what the NAACP stands for. So, yeah, I mean, I can definitely understand that.
But I also heard talks of the donation being returned. Because we don't want your
Absolutely.
Money. If you stand for that, we're going to fall back, and we really don't need your money. Thank you. Appreciate it. Goodbye.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. I mean, and it's just crazy. I mean, even if, you know, if I want to look at it on a comedic standpoint, I know I said they were showing a picture of the wife sitting next to and talking to a brother, and I'm thinking, like, okay, so is she trying to say, hey, this fool is racist, but I'm not. I got black friends.
Well, you know, and that really kind of gets underneath my skin. You know, it's like, I'm not prejudiced. I have 10 black friends, or I always eat with black people. Or, you know, we sing We Are the World together. What do you mean I'm prejudiced? Well, you know, prejudice, you need to go back and look in your Merriam-Webster dictionary and understand the true meaning and its context of prejudice. You know, and you can't say that I don't know or those people, or all of those type of, you know, jargon or idiom words that you may disseminate, but still someone's affected. And, again, my heart goes out to the players because, you know, I take care of them. I buy their clothes. I buy this or I buy that. You know, just almost make them feel as low. If they were in Israel, you know, they would be looked upon as this and as that. I mean, the tape was very disturbing. It was disturbing. But people are criticizing her, right, criticizing. She doesn't even have a name. You know what I mean? She's the side chick or she's the mistress. So that's what they think enough of her, not even giving her a true name of a woman, of what she is. And now all the negativity is focused on her and saying that had she kept her mouth shut or had she not gone to press, you know, then what? But, you know, eventually all, you know, like, come on. They come on.
And I'm pretty sure Paula Deen was probably like, I'm glad all the pressure is off of me and they ain't talking about me no more.
Yeah, but that was 20 years in the making. So, like I said,
this
is the first that we've heard of that. But how many more times closed-door discussions have occurred before now? You understand?
And like I said, it's opened the eyes. It's definitely opened the eyes up. Not just of the players, but, you know, individuals regarding other teams. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, this is a huge scandal for the NBA, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be some serious reevaluating going on with a lot of these teams, and other sports are going to be looked at as well. I mean, don't count out football or baseball or hockey or any of the things like that, because now they're going to be looked at as well, you know, and people are going to be listening to them. So, yeah, it's definitely cast a shadow over sports. And now it's going to be a whole new outlet and a whole new mentality about sports and about individuals owning teams and, you know, whether or not, you know, any of these racial issues are going on with other sports as well.
Right, but, you know, I don't want it to be a separation or a divide, you know, D-Slate, in terms of, oh, that's rightfully so because the majority of African-Americans or black people play basketball. That's not entirely true. You know, we are, you know, collectively very talented and gifted in other genres of sports as well. You know, we're very athletic as a culture, as a people. You know, it's just some sports are just kind of segregated to various demographics. You know, more Hispanics play, what, baseball, and, you know, hockey is more allocated towards Caucasians. But we're in 2014. You can't even say that this, you know, to this day. It's just as many other cross cultures and multicultures and bicultures that are playing basketball as it is African Americans, okay? So that stereotype, please throw disperse of that, dispel of that myth right there altogether. But, again, it was that focus and that saying, that particular line, just don't bring them to my house and to my games. But we can spend, you know, they can spend the green money. But, you know, it's just really disgusting. But, again, he has a right to say whatever it is that he wants to say, but we just have to be cognizant, you know, of our own culture and of our own selves. You know, stop treating each other the way we're treating and, you know, stop using the N-word and just giving people the ammunition, you know, just like, here, just take it, you know. So we got to be a little bit more respectful of ourselves and stick together as a unified quantity to understand that we will not stand for this.
I agree. Like I said before, a big shout out to the commissioner for holding his ground and doing what is necessary to take care of situations like this. And that says a lot about the future of the NBA and, you know, even other sports and other commissioners who may possibly end up going through some situations like this. Good job to the NBA. And hopefully, you know, like I said, we can this shines light on, you know, different situations that's going on that, you know, we tend to turn a blind eye to. So, yeah, definitely, hopefully this will definitely shine a light on a lot of that. And, the mindset, you know, will definitely change for a lot of individuals in lieu of this. So, oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely for the future as well. I think that's very important. On Screen Radio, D-Slay PJ in the building, doing what we do, talking about, you know, great topics like that. And, again, if you're a business or a website, you want to advertise your business or your website on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. Got some more hits for you when we come back. D-Slay is going to give you the lowdown on the latest television shows and films that'll be coming out. Yeah. And also we had a blockbuster coming out this Friday. Oh yeah. Giving you some of the lowdown on film and television, some of the great TV shows and movies that are getting ready to grace us in the coming months. So definitely be on the lookout for that and more hits. I mean, it goes down, people. I mean, again, you know, Magic Johnson, Oprah Winfrey, those are my people right there. But, again, people, there's nothing wrong with D-Slay owning the Clippers. If you guys feel like D-Slay should own the Clippers, I don't have a problem with that. Yes, again, like I said, myself and others like myself, like-minded like myself and myself, have told myself that that's what I should do. So I'm just saying that's what should go down. So, you know, if you guys agree, Clippers. I mean, we can get this started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get this started, definitely. got more hits for you. When we come back, D-Slay is giving you the lowdown on some TV shows and some films that's going to be hitting the small screen and the big screen. On Screen Radio, I got more hits for you. This one right here is for my sister PJ from the area of Boston. Oh, I think she'll appreciate this.
Woohoo!
Where? brothers and sisters being slaves and scarred. Girlies in the halls, fighting the walnuts. Pushing man, for losing the loot. Get to know the Johnson, now he will shoot. He pulled the trigger cause he figured he could be a bigger nick in the project shit. So fill the Bozak, yo Rick, come easy.
Johnny too. You see, it ain't nothing but a thing that we're gonna do. Everybody's always talking about the indie groove. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's poison, don't be cruel. It's my prerogative to do what I gotta do. Have a little sensitivity. Do me, baby, I wanna give up the right way. So what you gotta say? Oh no, she's a candy girl, living in a half crazy world. That's the way I'm living, girl. Now every little step I take is another indie heartbreak. My
work. We got to put this thing together.
Get right back.
It's like our work to the mother.
Get back.
Bringing it right back where we started from.
Get right back.
It's like our work to the mother.
What you think now? Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal. You're the worst, you know what you've done to me. And although it hurts, I know that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up uninvited and change my mind like that? Please don't take this personal, but you ain't shit and you weren't special till I made stuff. You better act like you know. Face don't like him, he don't wife him, he one night son. I never listen though, I should've figured though. All the shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Man, to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. Cause I usually do, stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just flipped it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just the time's wrong. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. And my love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we could build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just.
Network, D Slate, TJ in the building, playing the hits, Janae Eco, The Worst. That was the worst song ever. Before that was the Brothers of Boston, BBD featuring New Edition, Word to the Mother. You know we do it like that. Playing all your favorite new and old school hits right here on the DL Radio Network, On Screen Radio. Right now, it's time for me to get you to D Slate Views and reviews of TV and film. Boom, let me tell you right now, in honor of our brother Jay August, you guys definitely need to be watching Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It comes on ABC on Tuesdays. You need to see it. Getting really good. The season finale is coming. You guys need to check it out. Please watch it. It's an incredible show. If you're a fan of the Avengers, if you're a fan of Captain America, or any of the other Marvel movies, you definitely need to be watching Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As well as, I know all the fans of Scandal, you know, a lot of fans, you know, loving Scandal, a lot of fans are upset that Columbus Short's character, you know, was taken off the show. From what I hear, it could have been for other particular reasons, but, you know, his character was, you know, supposedly, possibly killed off the show. Kind of up in the air. We'll see what's going to go down with that. Sorry to all the Scandal fans. Oh, as well as another Shonda Rhimes show, all the Grey's Anatomy fans, stand up, because our brother of the DL Radio Network, Isaiah Washington, has made his appearance once again on Grey's Anatomy, and it's going to be a season. If you haven't seen it, it's going to be a season finale to remember, saying goodbye to the beautiful Miss Sandra Oh. You know, it's going to be a great season finale, so you guys might want to check that out with my brother Isaiah Washington. And he also has a new show called The 100 on the CW. You guys might want to check that out. It's a really great show. New show. Ooh. So get that in for the 100, as well as all my superhero fans again. If you haven't been watching the TV show Arrow on CW, you must have been under a rock, because Arrow is a fantastic show. If you are a fan of Smallville, then you're definitely a fan of Arrow, and you need to be watching it. Incredible show. Now, it's Friday, May 2nd. Today was the opener of The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2, with our brother Jamie Foxx playing the villain Electro in this new Spider-Man movie. Definitely make sure you go check it out. I'm going to check it out. I know it's going to be a great movie. Get out there to the theaters and go see it tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever you have time. Make sure you go check it out. As well as we have Godzilla, the new rendition of Godzilla, that's coming up this month, the 15th. It's a whole different look on Godzilla. As far as the atmosphere, the character, so it looks like it's a lot more serious than the last Godzilla movie. Definitely make sure you guys go check it out. Looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
We have X-Men, Days of Future Past coming out. Going to be an incredible movie. If you're an X-Men fan, you definitely better make sure you get out there and check that out. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. If you guys love the Avengers, then you'll love the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're like the Avengers, but they're in space. And you're going to get a great look and an origin look of what the Guardians of the Galaxy is all about. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, make sure you check out Guardians of the Galaxy, because they're going to play an integral part in the Avengers Part 3 when the third Avengers movie comes out. So you guys might want to keep up with that. It's going to be it's about to get a little crazy with Avengers, definitely. And you know, it's a lot of great other movies coming up for the summer. D Slater is going to keep you guys in tune to that. Some of the other great television shows. Just keep it locked. There's a lot of great shows out there. Just check your local listings. If you haven't seen the show and it looks interesting, just watch an episode, you know, and make your own decision on whether or not you think it's going to be a great show. There's a lot of new shows out there. So, you know, take a chance. Watch an episode. You know, if you like it, you might want to keep watching it. So, you know, definitely some great shows and some great movies coming out for the summer. So be on the lookout for that. And that's my views and reviews. DJ, it's some great ones coming out.
Absolutely.
You know, and people just got to get ready for it. You know, but in the meantime, let me kick off a couple more hits for you. When we come back, we're gonna close it out for On Screen Radio. Again, big shout out to our brother J. Arcus Richards for joining us on Screen Radio tonight. And you can check him out on Twitter, on Facebook, J. Arcus Richards. On Instagram as well, and just be on the lookout. You know, Jay is starring in the new smash hit TV series Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Definitely be on the lookout for the season finale, because it's coming. And I'm telling you, if you've been watching it, I got it straight from the source. It tells me it's going to be a great season finale. So definitely make sure you guys watch it. It's your boy D Slate. It's your girl PJ. We in the building. On Screen Radio. We're going to close it out when we come back. Hey. I gotta tell the people what they want. Matter of fact, let me just let Common tell the people what they want.
Yeah, it's for the people. This is street radio for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do. We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starters to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house. It's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law we ain't trusting them. Thick bras we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think how I'm touching them. The people. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped in to see me. He said no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seem to breed me. Nobody believes, till I believe me. The rise, doing business with my guys, business realized, music affected lives, a gift from the skies, to be recognized, I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize.
About the people.
for unsung hero. Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana. I see the eye, we my dick and yours is my drama. Standing in front of the judge with no honor. My raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find beats and beats and breaks. With the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
Step up, step up.
Beat it up, cut the chase.
Going for first place before
the mother cats try to get ya, get ya.
Moving them hips, killing me with every dip, girl.
You about to get a tip,
do it now.
But watch that go down as you turn me down. But this time around,
hey,
I'm down to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even without you.
Your claim to fame and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. My titty a goose now, tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
I've never seen nothing like you.
Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you. No.
I want your body. Your body.
Fit your love, what's with your love?
Love to get to know you better.
Let's go somewhere,
anywhere,
I don't care.
Long as we can ride together.
One more sip, wet your lips,
we can dip.
I slip that tip to violate.
Yours up full halogen,
yep, yep, she modeling.
I just had to say hey, hey.
Body that shape is your claim to fame.
No, I ain't living without you.
Hey,
hey, baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey,
and I ain't thinking about your man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your number one fan.
No, I ain't living without you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
DL Radio Network on screen radio, D Slay PJ in the building, the lovely Miss Poetic Justice hanging out with her brother. D Slay on screen radio playing the hits. That was my man Shaheen with the new single. Oh, yes, that's one of my favorites, too. I love that single. Ain't Leaving Without You. Before that, oh, you know, Common had and Dwelly had to tell the people what time it was right here on the DL Radio Network. Time is the closeout time. Again, I want to say thank you to all of you guys for hanging out with us tonight. Big shout out to our brother J. August Richards for joining us tonight on the show. Make sure you check out Jay on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Look under J, the letter J, August, the month, like the month, Richards, J. August Richards. And definitely tell him what you think about him and his amazing role in the new TV show, Marvel, The Shield. PJ, your closing comments for this lovely night.
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, I'd like to say thank you to J. August Richards for giving us a great, great interview. I mean, you know, it felt like we were family, very down to earth, and just really gave great commentary about the industry overall. So I really appreciate that. And just he as an actor, as an entertainer, a truly, truly well respected. Tonight's show on screen radio, I know we don't have it as frequently. However, every time we're joined, D Slay, I want to just say this is one of the most enjoyable shows. So we know definitely want to hear from you, our listening audience, commentary on tonight's show as a review, so we can continue to bring more on-screen radio for your listening enjoyment. Those in the DMV area, in particularly, and across the world, we'll be having the 5th Annual National Poetry Awards, August 29th through the 31st. Voting is still in continuation. One of our major corporate sponsors is the D Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, absolutely.
That's
so
right.
More information, www.thenationalpoetryawards.com to see all of your special celebrities, people, things, agenda that will be taking place. And once again, publicly, the D Hour Show Radio Network is one of our corporate sponsors. So I'm ecstatic about that. Hit us up on Facebook. Again, I truly enjoy, you know, being the producer for this show. D Slate, you're amazing, and the D Hour Show Radio Network, continue to tune in. On May 12th, last but not least, Nikki Giovanni will be on the I Got Something to Say radio show, where I'm the host, and D Slate is the executive producer.
Can't wait.
So tune in. Yes, continue to tune in. It'll be D Slate, myself, and the other lovely, lovely host, Ray Cole. We will be in the building. Just stay close, keep it locked, and you never know what's going to, you know, go on the D Hour Show Radio Network. But tonight has been amazing. Shout out once again to J. August Richards. Fabulous. Phenomenal.
No doubt. No doubt. And big shout out to my sis, PJ, for being a great producer on screen radio. We got some, and don't worry, folks, we got some more incredible shows coming up. Just be on the lookout for it. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for Indie Up Saturday with Ray Cole and Nikki. It's going to go down on Indie Up Saturday. They got some great interviews that's going to go down tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for that. As well as all the time on the DL Radio Network. I want to thank you guys again. The DL Radio Network is one of the most beautifulest things in this world. And if you don't believe me, I'll let my brother Keith Murray tell you guys for sure. And we're going to end it off with that. Have another lovely Friday night. We'll see you guys next time.
Happy belated birthday, D Slate.
Thank you, thank you.
Good night.
Mythological niggas is comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you and embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. Promoted attack skills and vocal.
vocabulary too. All the history and the disposition is all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get tripped on, word is bold. I'm kicking around since the AM vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not telling crap. I'm coming in with the fact, fuck flows and tracks. So what you saying, black? With all that yakety yak. My order facts, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. In a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the resuscitation, rain and the text. Least I speak, my concepts freak. The itch me, sun cheek, funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping. Waiting for the next nigga to get open on. And break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a 4 pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication. For the shaking meditation from the earthquake and shit that we be making. I'm a faking, I can sound from my crown clown. Faking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown. Why you the same sound of this? The most beautiful thing in this world, just like that. Your ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roll through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, breed, color, help my heart. I come cleaner than J. Rule and damn it to amateur. A chronicle facial disorder to cut. I'll assassinate the character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. So stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to the mall. You're raving cut, so it's a much chicken butt. But not to the fuck with joys they like. For eternity, through infinity, I eternally get in ya.